Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you following the essence of your life? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's question will be so central to getting to that very place. Are you following the essence of your life? Another way to ask the question is, are you following your own internal being rather than doing? I want to give you a few definitions for the word essence, because in that word is such a powerful meaning, and you can only start to get a hold of it as you do listen to some of the definitions. So here they are. Essence is described first as the quality or qualities of a thing that give it identity. It's the intrinsic or indispensable properties of a thing. Secondly, essence is described as the most important or effectual ingredient, a critical element. In philosophy, essence is the inherent, unchanging nature of a thing. It's the extract of a substance that retains its fundamental or most desirable properties in concentrated form. You could even think of essence as being a perfume or a scent. And another definition is an existing thing, especially a spiritual or incorporeal entity. Incorporeal meaning something that's apart from your body or your physical form. In Latin, the root of essence is esse, E-S-S-E. And what do you think that means? It means to be. So when I'm asking if you're following the essence of your life, what I'm really asking is, are you following after the inner being, the inner fragrance, the inner qualities, and the inner life and identity of who you really are? That is such a powerful and central question to living happy from the inside out. Most of us try to find our lives by running after things in the external world. It's where we try to compete, where we try to be included, where we try to find identity. But when we do the reverse, when we actually go within and discern and remember who we are, and then proceed to display who we are on an external basis in our lives, we end up reconnecting with the very essence of who we are, and the very life of who we are, and the very joy and peace and expression that makes us feel so alive and so empowered. You know, you would not be alone if you were to say to me, oh my gosh, there are days that I feel so tired, so confused, perplexed, anxious, even angry and afraid. And those things happen to us because we are so busy living and reacting to things in the external world. We're trying to find our life and hold on to our life in those external things. But imagine instead if you could reverse the process and go within and find the essence or the font of who you are, that very fragrance that makes you uniquely who you are, and identify with it and then start expressing it outwardly. In that place is where you find your own life, your own joy, and your own peace. I want to give you some examples of what that means to me in my own life. Now, there are many things I do in life on an external basis. I write blogs, I do podcasts, I speak publicly, I interview on radio and other media outlets, but those I would regard strictly as external pursuits. The real who I am, the real being or essence of who I am, I would describe differently. And here's what it is. I would describe my essence as being a helper, a connector, a friend maker, a supporter, a promoter, a unifier, and a reinforcer of people's inner desires and their heart. So as you can see, in all the external things that I do, I am doing nothing more than living out of my essence, the very fragrances of who I am, what I love, and what resonates within me. And the more I do these things and find outlets for them in my life, the more happy, the more at peace, and the more satisfied and authentic I feel. And the same holds true with you. So you're probably thinking, well, how the heck do I begin something like this? I'm either too busy or too confused. Well, let me give you a start. There's always an action item where you can see yourself and learn to be yourself. Start this way. Carve out, if nothing more, 5 minutes out of each of your days and find a place or a space that feels at home or comfortable or quiet or relaxing for you. You know, for some, it may mean you're out in the garden and you're planting flowers or plants. For others, it may mean taking a walk out in nature. If you like to be in the kitchen, maybe it's your place when you're cooking and relaxed. Or maybe it's when you're driving in your car. Sometimes it could be something as simple as finding a quiet chair in your house, closing your eyes, and just getting quiet and turning off all the outside noises. Once you get to that quiet place, consider closing your eyes, putting your hand over your heart, and asking yourself one or several of these questions and waiting for responses to come. I would suggest each day you ask yourself a different question because they will all lead you into finding and connecting with your very essence. And once you know it, it becomes easier to live out of and to follow after that essence in your outside life. So you ready? Here are some of those questions. Ask yourself this. What gives me warm feelings? What kinds of things have given me warm feelings? Those things may have come out of your childhood, or they might have happened as recently as yesterday. But go back and ask yourself and connect with those feelings. Where have I felt warm feelings? Write them down. Remember them. Retain them because there's something about your essence within them. Here are another few questions. Where have you felt most happy or free? Or expansive or creative in life? Go back and survey and think through and let your mind just travel to different places and connect with the feelings that made you feel happy, free, expansive, or creative. And this one I love. What environments or activities made you smile with your inner GPS? When my daughter was growing up, I used to always give her this as a, I would just call it a GPS. I said, Kaylee, wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever new things you're exploring, always see if your inner GPS is smiling. You know it by feelings, and sometimes it'll actually show up on your face because there is a smile. It shows up in your eyes. It shows up in your face because your face lights up. But it could also show up in energy. It's like, oh, I was never in this place before, but I feel so energized. I feel happy. I feel like I'm free in this environment. Connect in that 5 minute space you give yourself each day. And retain that place, retain those memories, and remind yourself to start operating within those spaces in the course of your day. Follow after where they are, who you're with, what you're doing. And I want to just give you one more thing before we go. A lot of the things that help us find our essence have really little to do maybe with our upbringing or our educational training or anything like that. And a lot of times it will have to do with our soft skills, meaning things that we're born with, our natural inclinations, things that we just have talents for or interests in, and maybe they don't even have an official name. But whatever those things are, you know them and you'll know how to connect with them. And the more you follow after those essences that really are your fragrance and your sense of being, and the more you start to live out and express that in your own life, you will find that you truly will be living happy from the inside out. Well, that's been my thought for you today. But before we go, let's hold on, because there's someone else who wants to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hello, my name is Guy Joquin. I am the executive director of UNESCO Center for Peace. I like to see myself as a global citizen, even though I was born in Cameroon, which is in the middle of Africa. What do I do? My life has been dedicated to build peace in the mind of people, as stated in the Charter of UNESCO. So anytime I can do that by getting people to see what I see, by helping people to see the big picture about bringing the world together and making a better place, I'm very happy. And that's exactly what makes me happy, helping people make the world a better place.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her mauraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.